sein will. I turn away from sins. Ya Rab, when will I, oh Allah, become good? Ya Rab.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاه والسلام على سيد الانبياء والمرسلين اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Dear viewers of Madani channel welcome to our program consequences of drinking alcohol is forbidden in islam but sadly the number of muslims drinking alcohol seems to be going up at a number of different social events alcohol is becoming a necessary drink Unfortunately. In this program, we will try to educate ourselves about harms of alcohol so that we can save ourselves from its destruction. But before we begin today's episode, let us learn about the blessings of reciting salawat and salam on the best of creation, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. It is narrated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, that whoever recites salat upon me 50 times a day, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, you know what a great blessing of reciting the Durood Sharif 50 times that our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam will shake hands on the day of judgment. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us the ability to continue to recite salawat and salam on the best of creation abundantly. And alhamdulillah, the Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami is very suitable to develop this habit where in this environment, whether it is Madani channel, whether it is our weekly congregation, whether it is our Madani kafila or any other gathering, the brothers and the sisters of Dawat-e-Islami, they continuously are heard to be saying sallu ala al-habib meaning send salawat and salam on the prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam in today's episode of consequences of drinking we will learn about effects of alcohol on our body this is a medical perspective and this will help us also to understand the harmful effects of alcohol so that we can save ourselves from this mother of all evils. Alcohol is actually a very powerful chemical that can have a wide range of negative effects on almost every part of our body, starting from the brain, going all the way down to our feet, bones and heart and other organs of the body. Alcohol and its associated risks can have both short-term and long-term effects. Short-term means that as soon as you drink alcohol, you will begin to notice these short-term effects. And long-term effects means that once someone been habitual of drinking alcohol for months or years, then what, you know, long-term effects their body will have as a result of drinking alcohol. Let us first learn about short-term negative effects of alcohol consumption. These are the effects that are experienced within minutes of drinking alcohol. Now, after drinking one or two units of alcohol, your heart rate speeds up and your blood vessels, they expand, giving you the warm, sociable and talkative feeling associated with moderate drinking. After drinking 4 to 6 units of alcohol, your brain and nervous system they start to be affected. It begins to affect the part of your brain associated with judgment and decision making, causing you to be more reckless and uninhibited. What does uninhibited mean? That situations where you know you should not do certain acts, but unfortunately because of alcohol, that inhibition is removed because your frontal lobe, front part of the brain that is involved in decision making is impaired by the alcohol and you will end up doing those actions which will then, you know, have number of different consequences. The alcohol also impairs the cells in your nervous system making you feel lightheaded and adversely affecting your reaction time and coordination. Then your reaction times will become slow. You will not be able to move normally. So you may stagger and you may walk in a weird fashion. You may have a staggered gait. Your balance will not be right. After drinking about 8 to 9 units of alcohol, now again, it's increasing amount of alcohol and how it is affecting your body. So once you drink 8 or 9 units of alcohol, your reaction times will be much slower. Your speech will begin to slur and your vision will begin to lose focus. And your liver, which filters alcohol out of your body, will be unable to remove all of the alcohol, causing further damage to the brain and other body organs. And if you still don't stop at this time and you continue to drink more and more alcohol, and once someone has drank 10 to 12 units of alcohol, their coordination will be highly impaired, placing them at serious risk of having accidents, like falling from the stairs, like walking on the road and being hit by the moving traffic. The high level of alcohol in the body has a depressant effect on both your mind and body, which makes you drowsy. This amount of alcohol will begin to reach poisonous levels. Your body attempts to quickly pass out the alcohol in your urine. Now, when the alcohol is being passed out in the urine, what it means is that it will actually take more water with it. This will leave you feeling badly dehydrated, and this is the reason that, you know, it gives you a headache. The excess amount of alcohol in your system that is building up can also upset your digestion, leading to symptoms of nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, and indigestion. Someone who drinks more than 12 units of alcohol, they will be at considerable risk of developing alcohol poisoning, particularly if they are drinking many units over a short period of time. It usually takes the liver about an hour to remove 1 unit of alcohol from the body. So alcohol poisoning occurs with excessive amounts of alcohol. They start to interfere with the body's automatic functions, which includes breathing, heart rate, and the gag reflex. This gag reflex, it prevents us from choking. So alcohol poisoning can cause a person to fall into a coma and could lead to their death. Now, if, you know, any one of us may find a person who is intoxicated to such an extent that they may be displaying signs of alcohol poisoning. What are the signs of alcohol poisoning? This is confusion, they may be vomiting, they may actually be fitting, having a fit. And obviously, you know, you can tell from the smell on their breath that they've been drinking alcohol. Now, because alcohol acts as a depressant, it depresses, it slows down your breathing, and they will appear pale or bluish in skin because their body is not getting oxygen. They may also feel very cold and clammy or even unconscious. So if we find anyone who is in this particular situation, that they are intoxicated and they are being poisoned by the alcohol, excessive level of alcohol, and they're displaying any of these signs or symptoms, then immediately dial emergency services. Now, don't try to make the person vomit, because their gag reflex is not working properly, they are semi-conscious or unconscious, and if you make them vomit, then obviously they could choke on this, meaning that the vomit will go back into their lungs, which will cause further problems. To help them prevent choking, turn them on their side. This is sometimes called as recovery position. And put a cushion under their head and just tilt their head a little bit. And if a person loses consciousness, don't leave them to sleep it off, because they could simply die as a result of the excessive level of alcohol in their body. And levels of alcohol in the blood, they can continue rising for 30 to 40 minutes after the last drink and the symptoms can worsen. So this is why you never leave that individual on their own. Some of the other immediate risks associated with the alcohol, they may include accidents and injury. Obviously, they've lost their coordination, they're not fully conscious, they may be staggering, they're not fully aware of their surroundings, and they may fall down the stairs or again be hit by the traffic and so forth. And in England, more than 1 in 10 visits to accident and emergency departments are because of alcohol-related illness. And Friday night and Saturday night, they're terrible for medical professionals, because many people come into the accident and emergency department where alcohol is the cause of their problem. Whether they are not fully conscious, whether they have an accident, whether because of their gait they have slipped and they have caused damage to their ankle or other, you know, fractured their bones and so forth. Also, when someone is drunk, then there is another risk to them, which is of violence and antisocial behavior. Each year in England, more than 1.2 million violent incidents are linked to alcohol misuse. This is when an intoxicated person is assaulted or beaten up by others, either due to his increased vulnerability or secondary to his disruptive or inappropriate behavior. And also, when you're not fully conscious, when you're not aware of your surroundings, then you actually end up losing your personal possessions, your wallet, your money, your mobile phone. And again, this may lead to number of different issues, especially if you've lost your mobile phone or you lost your wallet, which carries your personal data and information. And then many people can actually make fake IDs or accounts from that as well. Dear viewers of Madni Channel, these immediate side effects of alcohol, they are proven by medical sciences. Therefore, it should be easy to understand the rationale behind Islamic rulings on forbidding alcohol and classifying it as haram and a punishable act. May Allah Almighty protect us all from this mother of all evils. Let us now look at some long-term effects of alcohol on our body. Now, the long-term effects of alcohol are when an individual has been drinking alcohol over a number of years and they've been consuming large amount of alcohol. Organs known to be damaged by long-term alcohol misuse include brain and nervous system, and also heart, liver and pancreas. I'll go into a little bit more detail later on. Heavy drinking can also increase your blood pressure and blood cholesterol levels, both of which are a major risk factor for heart attack and strokes. Let us look at the effects of alcohol on the central nervous system. So over time, alcohol can cause damage to our central nervous system, and one might notice numbness and tingling in their feet and hands. This is when the nerves, they stop functioning properly. Drinking can also affect your ability to create long-term memories, and it can also affect our ability to think clearly. Now, this is all related with the brain. And even though there is a short-term effect of alcohol on decision-making, but there is also a long-term effect of alcohol on making rational choices. Over time, drinking can also damage your frontal lobe. This is the part of the brain responsible for vital functions like impulse control. This is when you show patience or you may be impatient. So if someone who doesn't have impulse control, they generally tend to be very impatient. Frontal lobe is also responsible for short-term memory and judgment. So someone who drinks alcohol heavily over a long period of time, this can also cause permanent brain damage. And there's a particular condition called Wernicke-Korsakoff syndrome. This is a brain disorder that affects memory as a result of long-term damage to the brain cells. And alcohol can also play a major role in development of dementia, which causes significant problems with your memory and affects your daily functioning as well. There is also an inflammatory damage by alcohol, especially to the liver. Now, liver generally helps to break down and remove toxins and harmful substances from our body, including alcohol. Now, when someone drinks heavily, the alcohol use interferes with this detoxification task of the liver. And this also increases your risk for alcohol-related liver disease and chronic liver inflammation. And alcohol-related liver disease is a potentially life-threatening condition that leads to toxins and waste buildup in their body, and this can cause death in many different ways. There's also chronic liver inflammation that can cause a scarring, or also known as cirrhosis of the liver. When scar tissue forms, it also permanently damages the liver, meaning that there will be no cure. The damage will not be reversible. Alcohol can also affect our digestive system, which is our stomach or our intestine. The connection between alcohol consumption and our digestive system might not seem immediately clear, but the side effects often only appear after the damage has happened. Continuing to drink can worsen these symptoms. So drinking alcohol damages the tissue in the digestive tract, whether it is the stomach or small intestine or large intestine, preventing our intestine from digesting food and absorbing nutrients and vitamins properly. And in time, this damage causes malnutrition, because alcoholic, number one, their diet is not proper because mostly they're getting their energy from alcohol. And secondly, whatever other food they may eat, because the intestine gets damaged, it does not absorb those important nutrients. Heavy drinking can also lead to gas in the stomach, bloating, feeling of fullness in your abdomen, diarrhea, or painful stools, or ulcers, and even hemorrhoids due to dehydration and constipation. Ulcers can cause dangerous internal bleeding, which can sometimes be fatal without prompt diagnosis and treatment. Also, very importantly, there is an endocrine system in our body which causes hormone production. Hormones like insulin, hormones like growth hormone, there are other steroid hormones, thyroid hormones, they actually play a vital role in maintaining the level of different chemicals in our body and helps us grow and function normally. And one of the very important hormones is insulin. Now, you may know that those who are diabetic, they have a problem with insulin. When either insulin is not produced in sufficient quantities or it is not produced at all, so this causes diabetes. But there is a particular issue with those who drink alcohol. Just the way the alcohol damages liver, alcohol also causes inflammation in pancreas. Now, pancreas is the gland that produces insulin. One part of this produces insulin. So, drinking too much alcohol causes inflammation of the pancreas, results in the condition called pancreatitis. Pancreatitis can activate the release of pancreatic digestive enzymes and cause abdominal pain. And pancreatitis in alcoholism is probably one of the most painful medical conditions. And pancreatitis can become a long-term condition and cause a serious complication. And as I said previously, the pancreas helps regulate how our body uses insulin and responds to glucose. So if your pancreas and liver don't function properly due to pancreatitis as a result of alcohol, you could experience low blood sugar or hypoglycemia. And a damaged pancreas can also prevent your body from producing enough insulin to use sugar. This can then lead to hyperglycemia or too much sugar in the blood. So if your body can't manage and balance your blood sugar levels, you may experience greater complications and side effects related to diabetes. Circulatory system and effects of alcohol on circulatory system. Circulatory system obviously is all those blood vessels that carry the blood from our body to the heart, from the heart to the lungs, lungs back to the heart and to the rest of our body to carry the oxygen to every single cell of our body. Alcohol damages the circulatory system as well. Long-term drinking can affect your heart and lungs, raising your risk factor for developing heart disease. Circulatory system complications, they can include high blood pressure, irregular heartbeat, difficulty pumping blood through the body, stroke, heart attack, heart disease, and heart failure. They can all be related to the excessive use of alcohol. And difficulty in absorbing vitamins and minerals from food can cause fatigue and anemia, a condition where you have low red blood cell count. Also, alcohol causes damage to our skeleton and muscles. Long-term alcohol use can affect bone density, leading to thinner bones and increasing your risk of fractures if you fall. And these weakened bones may also heal slower. And drinking alcohol can also lead to muscle weakness, cramping, and eventually atrophy, which is loss of muscle mass. Alcohol also affects our immune system. Drinking heavily reduces your body's natural immune system, and a weakened immune system has a harder time protecting you from germs and viruses. People who drink heavily over a long period of time, they're also more likely to develop pneumonia or TB, tuberculosis, than the general population. Experts link about 10% of all TB cases worldwide to alcohol consumption. Drinking alcohol can also increase your risk of developing cancer. Frequent drinking can increase your risk of developing mouth cancer, throat cancer, breast cancer, cancer of the esophagus, this is the food pipe that takes the food from our mouth into the stomach, cancer of the colon, which is the large intestine, or liver cancer. So drinking and using tobacco on top of alcohol can further increase your risk for developing mouth or throat cancer. Now, in addition to these physical effects of alcohol on our body, or effects of alcohol on our physical body, there are also psychological effects. These are, you know, effects on the mind, on our thinking, on our behavior. So long-term alcohol use, again, these are also short-term and long-term as well. So long-term alcohol use can lead to changes in your brain that affects your memory, concentration, and impulse control, emotions, mood, and personality. So these are all psychological impacts. Those of you who know someone who drinks alcohol, may Allah Azza wa Jal help them get rid of this bad habit. And you will notice that once they are excessively drinking, they completely change as a person. These are the psychological effects of drinking alcohol. Regular drinking can also affect overall mental health and well-being, in part because alcohol may worsen symptoms of certain mental health conditions, which include anxiety, depression, bipolar disorder. And there is a recognized list of psychological health problems that are directly related to alcohol, and doctors diagnose these. Alcohol can give rise to bipolar disorder, which is where you have bouts of either depression for a while, and then you have bouts of what we call as mania, manic episodes, where you are excessively happy, talkative, full of energy, you're constantly talking, you may have lots of ideas in your brain, you may not sleep properly, you may not eat properly, and you may be sort of making very dangerous and risky decisions. And that's a manic episode. So this is sometimes when you have manic episodes and sometimes you have depressive episodes, low mood, this is called bipolar disorder. Alcohol can also give rise to psychotic disorder, what we call as psychosis, where you have, you know, unfounded fear, and you feel that, you know, someone is there to cause harm to you, what we call as delusions. Or you may begin to hear noises which are not there, called as hallucinations. So alcohol can give rise to psychotic disorders. Alcohol is also responsible for alcohol-induced sleep disorder. alcohol is also responsible directly for alcohol-induced depressive disorder. Alcohol is directly responsible for alcohol-induced anxiety disorder. So, whether there may be other factors or not, but alcohol on its own can lead to these problems. So, dear viewers of Madni Channel, this was a very brief overview of how alcohol affects our body and mind. From this information, it is quite easy to conclude that alcohol heavily impacts on all aspects of our bodily functions. As well as having a significant impact on our physical health, alcohol can also have long-term social implications. For example, alcohol can lead to family breakup and divorce, domestic abuse, unemployment, homelessness, and financial problems. Now again, you know, I have ran out of time, and this was a very brief synopsis of effect of alcohol on our body and our mind. Inshallah, we will come back again with another episode where we learn about consequences of drinking. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
When will I turn away from sins, ya Rabb? When